And I have one announcement, and then Leonard will give a few announcements. There's nothing like a deadline to get things done. And I have tended to be a procrastinator at times. But the things that I really wanted to get done got done, or at least almost done. Make sure you take a look in the hallway headed towards the Heritage Room in Chapel. One of the things that we had wanted to do was to use the old bulletin board from St. George's, which has historic value to us, and to put all of the plaques from the old church on that. And so David Goodwill has done that very quickly before he headed off to England and France and hung in there. So it is now there and looks beautiful and is that reminder of our heritage of where we have come from. And beside it is the plaque for the Martha Mary Prayer Fellowship Group, which Dorothy Ewer has been asking me to make sure gets up on the wall. And so when I talked to her the other night, she said, "Praise be to God, it's done." And finally, you'll see the one banner which is hanging here. There is another banner which is coming. This is the only one they had in stock of the two. And they're coming from Belgium. And it was always Angela's desire that we have two banners there. And so when I spoke to David, he agreed to give these two banners as a memorial to Angela. And so the one that we were able to get has been put on the wall, and the other one should be in the next month, and it's going to be mounted right beside it. And I think a wonderful tribute to her and to her love of this place and the ministry that happens here. Leonard.
Thank you very much. Just a few highlights from the announcements, and you would have received this in your bulletin, so I'm not going to go over it. But I wanted you to know that the newsletters are available for those who do not receive an electronic copy. So please take a copy, a printed version of the newsletter. Right after worship, we're going to be asking you to come downstairs for lunch. So we're not going to be gathering at the back. Canon Mark will greet you downstairs so that we can get lunch started. This Saturday is our picnic. Please come out and enjoy an afternoon of fellowship. And next Sunday, let's all wear red. Red for a number of reasons that we all know, so that we can all be ignited by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So we are going to have an outward show of that by wearing red next Sunday. And of course, it's story time with Hazel, so please reserve Saturday, June the 10th at 2 p.m. The other notices are in your bulletin. Thanks be to God. At this point, we're going to be moving right into our liturgy of farewell. Most certainly.
Thank you very much. Today, of course, we say goodbye to Father Mark. Later on, at the end of August, we'll be saying goodbye to someone whose family, not just him alone, has served our church school for decades. Jeff Clennant and his family will be leaving the province of Ontario, and next Sunday will be the last day of our church school. And we want to make that a very special day. So if you know anyone at all, regardless of how old they are today, who attended our church school, please invite them to be here next week to say thank you to Jeff and the Clennets for all the work that they have done in our church school over the decades. Thank you.
Thanks, Max. Next week, a very, very special week.